They're known as EBS, or Education Broadband Spectrum Licenses, and they've been reserved for education and public broadcasting since the 1960s. In the 1980s, the FCC allowed licensees to lease out their spectrum. This spring, the agency proposed a rule change that could expand license eligibility to tribes. Rodney Costin is the Colville Tribe's chairman.
It is a safety and health aspect on our reservation, you know, because we have so many needs and unmet needs because all of our communities are rural.
Connectivity on Washington's largest reservation is pretty spotty.
You know, we're getting a lot more visitation, especially, you know, in Lake Roosevelt, Banks Lake, and other places that, are highly visited for recreational purposes or for fishing or camping.
And with that comes an increased need for things like emergency response and wildfire management. The FCC is considering a number of options, including auctioning the licenses. Costin says many tribes don't have the financial resources to outbid large telecommunication companies that might buy them. A public comment period closes in early September. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.